was a well-known radio personality in Los Angeles, that's in California. His name was Stuart Hamblin. And about 1950, give or take a year maybe, Billy Graham had a big crusade in Los Angeles. That's back when Billy Graham had his head screwed on straight. And this man went to the meeting just out of curiosity. It was multi-weeks long. He went to the meeting out of curiosity and ended up getting saved. And he had a daily program, live music, the whole nine yards. And he went back to his job there at the station and gave his testimony, and just he's a totally new guy. And they started leaning on him a little bit because he was becoming a fanatic. And he wrote songs too. And he wrote one, his first one, I think, and it was a little bit like what you'd expect from a lost man that had just gotten saved and composed a song. It was based on the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, where it says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, when the evil draws evil something, and the days draw nigh that." Anyway, I can't remember it exactly, but Solomon, in writing that, is urging Christians or people, the Jewish people, to live for God in their youth and don't waste it until you're too old to do anything. And he compares the aging human body to an old, run-down, worn-out house. You've all read that. And this guy, Stuart Hamblin was his name, by the way, and he wrote this song called "This Old House." It was along that line, and if I'm not mistaken, it went to number one on the charts pretty quickly. You could make religious songs back then, and people would listen to them. Anyway, he finally got fired from his job because he was such a religious fanatic. But he kept on writing songs, and you could see the evolution of his songs getting more and more like they ought to be. And this is, as far as I know, this is the last one he wrote. It may not be, but it's called "Until Then." My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding ever upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then my heart will go on singing. Until then with joy I'll carry on, until the day my eyes behold the city, until the day God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while, and things of earth that cause our hearts to tremble, remembered there will only bring a smile. But until then my heart will go on singing. Until then with joy I'll carry on, until the day my eyes behold the city, until the day God God calls me.